Having your legs up the wall, you can either rest with the legs on the wall or rest with your legs on a big bolster. So the idea of this pose is not to stretch the back of the legs, but to relax the whole body so that you can sink in and connect with the breath. So just move away a little bit from, no, move your head toward there, okay. And then let the thighs rest onto there. And if at any time the legs become tired from being up the wall in this position, then bend the knees and place the soles of the feet on the wall, or you could cross the ankles, coming into a easy cross-legged position, or into a Baddha with the soles of the feet together, the knees apart, just to give the legs a change of position. So allow the body to sink into the floor. Feel the whole body becoming heavy. Connect with the breath. And feel the whole back of the body from the tailbone moving up the spine, one vertebrae at a time, as if you're letting the spine sink into the floor, much like laying a chain along the floor, lying it down one link at a time. Work your way from the tailbone, one vertebrae at a time, letting each vertebrae sink into the floor. Have a sense of the body lengthening as the vertebrae sink into the floor. And as you work your way up towards the neck and towards the base of the skull, feel the back of the neck elongating. And as the back of the neck elongates, there's a sense of the chin slightly dropping towards the breastbone. It's more of an inner felt sense than a moving of the chin. Sense of the back of the neck becoming long. And then feel your way across the top of each shoulder from either side of the neck. Imagine the shoulders broadening from the neck to the outer edge of each shoulder. Feel the shoulder blades on the floor. And allow the shoulder blades to sink into the floor. A sense of broadening across the upper back. And an opening in the front of the chest. Feel the space between the ears and the shoulders growing. And feel the whole body again becoming heavy, sinking, dropping into the floor, into the earth. Feel the back of the body totally supported by the floor, by the earth. And feel the weight of the legs, the heels, the back of the legs resting on the bolster or the wall. And feel the weight of the legs being transposed from the heels down the back of the legs and into the hip joints, into the pelvis. Feeling a heaviness in the whole back of the pelvis. Bring your awareness to the mouth. Let the tongue rest lightly on the floor of the mouth. Be aware of the sensations inside the mouth. A sense of the lips parting one from the other, even in their touching. A sense of the lower jaw receding away from the upper jaw. And become aware of the palms of the hands. Be aware of the center of the palm of each hand, this hollow depression in the center of the palm of each hand. And allow that center to become a little deeper, a little more hollow, a little broader. Feel that extending from the center of the palm of the hand out to the edges of the palm of the hand and into the fingers and thumbs. Letting both hands come fully into sensation until the hands are tingling, warm, glowing. And let the backs of the hands sink into the floor if the palms are facing up. And if the palms are facing down, allow the backs of the hands to sink into the palms of the hands. And become aware of the breath. Feeling the movement of the breath. This inhaling breath, the exhaling breath, the body being breathed. The sense of filling and emptying. This wave of the inhaling breath coming from the source. Like the wave of an ocean coming from the body of the ocean, not separate, but yet distinct from. Feel the wave of the incoming breath as not separate, yet distinct from this source. And as you exhale, feel the wave of the exhaling breath as it returns to the source, like the wave of the ocean returning from the shore back to the ocean. And feel this wave of the breath, this wave of energy or wave of sensation flowing in and out. Feel that wave of the inhaling breath traveling down into the pelvis and into the legs, all the way to the soles of the feet. And on the exhale, that wave of breath traveling back down the legs into the pelvis and following the wave of the breath as the exhale leaves the nostrils and fills the space in front of the body. then let go of that visualization and just stay with the sensation that remains with the movement of the breath. Notice where the sensation leads you. And if you notice a slight pause at the end of the inhalation, just stay with the pause. Feel into the pause and watch the exhalation fall away on its own accord. Following the exhalation all the way to its end point, perhaps a pause at the end of the exhalation. Remain in that pause, that sense of suspension of the breath, and watch the inhalation arise on its own accord. This sense of waiting, but no waiter. There's just this sense of being there. Wait without waiting. Watch the inhalation arise. Each time you come to a gap or a pause, stay in that gap. Feel into the gap. Let it keep leading you inward. Each time you're in the gap, feel as if it were leading you deeper. This lure of the breath that keeps drawing you inward, asking you to inquire further. What's there? May notice the breath becoming quieter and quieter. The sense of no breather, just this body being breathed. So notice the impact that this has on the body and the mind. And whenever you're looking for a quiet moment, a time of stillness, come back to this practice. Staying with it as long as you have, as long as that inquiry keeps calling. So now for this practice, allow the breath to deepen. Feel how the breath deepens in your awareness. And become aware of the legs again, the hands and arms, the feet. And slowly bend the knees one leg at a time, placing the feet on the wall or the bolster, bringing the knee towards the chest. Feeling the lower back rounding out. And if you like, cup the shins or the back of the thighs with the hands, interlacing the fingers, drawing the knees a little closer towards the chest. Just allowing gravity to draw the knees, no effort. And then we'll take a little more effort into the legs. So you can either continue with the legs up the wall, take the bolster out if you're using a bolster, and you can use the wall to support the legs in these next movements, or you can come completely away from the wall and take a block and place a block under the pelvis to use these next leg movements as a source of strengthening for your inner core, for the legs. So depending on what the practice feels like for you at this particular time, have that choice, either using the wall to support the legs or using a block to support the pelvis so that the legs can extend up into the air. So if you're using the block, make sure your pelvis is on the edge of the block closest to your head. So this will depend on the energy that you have at this particular time. And with the block under the pelvis, when you bend the knees and bring the knees into the chest, the knees should rest there very comfortably. If you're using the wall, you want the pelvis close enough to the wall that the legs are extended vertically but not really calling out to you at the back of the thighs. And very little support under the head. So if you're feeling like you're needing support, maybe just have minimal support. And bring the legs up into the air, taking the soles of the feet up towards the ceiling, extending through the heels. So if this feels effortful for you, then move the block away from the buttocks. Take it towards away from the head so that your pelvis is tilted and the legs stay up quite comfortably. Let's move this out. So the edge of the block should be about in line with the SI joint, so the top of the pelvis. And then as you exhale, open the legs into a V, and if you're using the wall, slide the heels down the wall. And then exhale, opening the legs, exhale, bring the legs together. Just in your own time, keep extending through the heels. Feel the abs working if you're doing this on a block. And just notice how this feels on the legs. Notice where you're feeling the stretch. And then take the legs back together. And just working with the right leg, externally rotate in the right hip joint, keeping the extension through the heel, and let the leg fall out to the side as you inhale. Then internally rotate in the hip joint and bring the leg back to the vertical. Just on your own time, feel the movement coming right from the hip joint. The feet and the knees stay in line with one another. The heels keep extending out. And then, pardon me?
Alternate legs?
Just do the one leg for now and then come back to rest. So maybe 7 or 8 repetitions. And then come back to opening the legs into a V again. As you inhale, closing on the exhale. And just notice the difference, the leg that you've just worked with the figure of eights and the other one. And if you need to rest, bring the knees into the chest to rest. And if you're feeling like you can do the other leg, then go to the other leg and do the figure of eights on the opposite leg, the left leg. Same number of repetitions, feeling the movement come from the hip joint. Shoulders should be free, no tension in the mouth, the jaw, the palms of the hands. Externally rotating as you inhale, taking the leg out to the side, internally rotating as you exhale back to the starting point. And once you've done the same number of repetitions, if you need to rest, bring the knees into the chest. If you're able to continue, then open the legs into a V again. And just notice how this has impacted the legs, the hips. Opening on the inhale, closing on the exhale. And then can you remain in the open position? Just allowing the legs to be there, letting go of any effort that is not necessary. Keep extending through the heels, drawing the toes towards the knees. And when this feels complete for you, bring the feet back together on an exhalation and bring the knees into the chest. Just allowing the knees to rest. If you're not using a block, you might want to cup the hands behind the thighs or on the knees or even on the block. That may feel comfortable. Then keeping the left knee into the chest, extend the right leg up. And those of you that are against the wall, just bring the leg away from the wall a little bit and shake that right leg. Just let it be loose, right from the toes down to the hip. Just wiggle it away. Freedom of movement in the hip joint all the way up the leg. And then let it come back to rest at the chest again. Feel the difference one side to the other. And then extend the left leg up. And let that leg shake. Be as loose as you can. Just shaking out any residual residue that may be left there. And when that feels complete, bring the knee back to the chest. Just allow the legs to rest. Feel the back of the body rounding out. And then place the feet on the floor. And those of you with the block, lift the pelvis up just enough to take the block out. And those of you with the legs up the wall, just move away from the wall so your feet can come down to your mat. And feel the whole back of the body on the mat. Notice the points of contact. And if your head is towards the wall, move away from the wall enough so that if the arms were to come overhead, the fingers wouldn't reach the wall. So have the feet hip-width apart, a comfortable distance from the buttocks so the shins are almost perpendicular. Have the arms down by the sides, palms facing down. And pressing into the feet, lift the pelvis off the floor just a couple of inches on the inhale and set it down on the exhale. Just going back and forth 4 or 5 times at your own rate. Allow the back of the neck to lengthen. As the pelvis comes up, you may even want to take the chin towards the chest a little bit, letting the back of the neck lengthen. And then set the pelvis on the floor and take your awareness into the right arm. The back of the right hand, the back of the fingers, the back of the arm. Let that whole right arm come fully into awareness. And as you inhale, feel the arm moving through the space as it comes up into a vertical position. And then take your awareness to the palm of the hand, the fingers, the underarm, and let the arm find its way back to the resting place. Just 3 or 4 times working with the right arm, awareness shifts to the back of the hand. Feel the hand moving through space. And as it comes back down on the exhalation, awareness shifts to the palm of the hand, the underarm, and the arm comes back to resting. Then set the arm free to explore the space to the side, above the body, and over the head. Nowhere it needs to go, just letting it find its own way. Feel how the inhaling breath supports this upward movement, like a helium balloon floating the arm up. And as you exhale, feel how the exhaling breath draws the arm back down like a magnetic pull. Let the arm find its own way, its own destination. And let the movement cease, the arm coming to rest, and feel the difference, the right arm and shoulder to the left arm and shoulder. Then take full awareness into the left arm, the back of the left hand, fingers, the back of the arm. And feel the left arm being drawn up through the space alongside the body as the left arm comes into the vertical. Then shift awareness to the palm of the hand, the fingers, the underarm, and let the arm find its way back to a resting neutral position. Allow it to come to a full rest. Awareness shifts to the back of the arm, and on the inhale, the inhaling breath supports this upward movement as the arm floats through the space coming to the vertical. There's a slight pause, a cessation of movement. Awareness shifts to the underarm, the palm of the hand, and the arm finds its way back to the resting neutral position, coming to a full stop. Then set the arm free to explore the space in front of the body and overhead. Keeping awareness on the back of the hand, the back of the arm, as it comes into the vertical and then into the horizontal. Know where it needs to go, no destination. And on the exhalation, awareness shifts to the palm of the hand, the underarm, and the arm finds its way back to the resting place. Then bring awareness to both arms and set both arms free to explore the space in front of the body and overhead. And then as you exhale, let the arms find their way back, shifting awareness to the underarms so the underarms are fully in awareness, just in your own time. Feel the sense of the arms moving, but no doer. Just this freedom of movement in the arms. And the next time the arms come overhead, if they can rest on the floor, allow them to rest. If that's not comfortable for your body, let the arms move out to the sides, perhaps with the elbows bent a little bit. And keeping the arms in this position, take awareness into the soles of the feet and press the feet into the floor as the pelvis is lifted gently up towards the ceiling. As the pelvis is drawn up towards the ceiling, feel the back of the neck lengthening out. The head seemingly moving away from the shoulders. Effort in the legs, but the upper body totally relaxed. Knees directly in line with the ankles. And at some point, the pose just feels complete. And on an exhalation, the pelvis finds its way back to the floor. Back of the pelvis, the lower back being drawn like a magnet. And the arms feel their way back through the space and come to rest alongside the hips. Then set the arms and the pelvis free to come into this form that feels right for your body. Just coming up on the inhalation, maybe down on the exhalation, a few times with the pelvis and the arms. And seeing what your body needs. Perhaps it wants to stay in this form. Feeling the intensity of the form, but no doer. There's nothing there other than the body being in this form. Feeling the efforting, but no efforter. And listening to your body, let it tell you when the pose is finished. And the arms and the pelvis find their way back to a neutral resting position. Then let the legs extend along the floor, stretching the legs out, feeling the whole back of the body on the floor. Notice the points of contact of the body on the floor. Notice what you're feeling, what you're aware of. And then keeping the legs extended or bending the knees again, whatever is more comfortable for your body, clasp the elbows in front of the body and allow the shoulders to sink down into the floor, the elbows reaching up towards the ceiling, the upper arms perpendicular to the floor, and have a sense of broadness across the shoulders, the shoulder blades, and let the elbows become heavy as they sink down towards the shoulders, and the shoulders find their way into the floor. And then as you exhale, let the left elbow find its way towards the floor on the left side of the body. And then inhale, let the elbows come back in front of the body, elbows pointing towards the ceiling. And then exhale to the right side of the body. Just in your own time, alternating one side to the other, feeling this gentle stretch at the back of the shoulder blades. And listen to your body. Perhaps it just wants to stay in this open position, allowing this stretch to develop a little further as you remain with the arms to one side or the other. No striving, no where they need to be. Just let gravity do its work on the arms. Taking the breath into wherever you're feeling the stretch in the back of the shoulders, allowing the breath to open up the shoulder blades a little more. And then keeping the elbows clasped with the hands, explore the space around the head, over the head with the elbows, moving in a circular movement. Just exploring the space above the head, around the body, to either side, in front of the torso. Feeling this movement in the shoulder joint, the shoulder blades. No movement in the spine, in the back of the neck or the head. Just this rotation in the shoulder joints. And then explore the movement the opposite direction. And when this feels complete for your body, you might even want to rest with the arms overhead if that feels right for your shoulders today. Or perhaps this is just enough and let the arms come back down to the sides. Letting the whole body come to rest again. Then can you find a way onto your belly, lying prone with the forehead on the floor, the legs extended, elbows and upper arms tucked along the ribs, palms facing the mat on either side of the shoulders, just slightly ahead of the shoulders. And then bend one knee and lift the sole of the foot up towards the ceiling, and then place the knee back down. Feel the pubic bone moving into the mat. As you inhale, feel the belly moving into the mat and feel the sacrum descending into the floor. And then take your awareness into the right leg. Feel the whole back of the right leg, the back of the thigh, the buttocks. And as you inhale, extend that leg, reaching the toes towards the wall behind you. As the leg reaches up towards the vertical, And then take awareness into the front of the body and let the front of the body extend from the crown of the head, reaching to the wall in front of the body, in front of the head. Feeling the space between the torso and the mat expanding. Continue to breathe. Then releasing that leg and the torso in your own time. And then switching to the left leg, full awareness in the left leg, the back of the thigh, the left buttocks. Inhaling, feeling that leg extending to the wall behind you as it lifts away from the floor, the knee at ease, and then the torso lifting, extending towards the wall, the space between the chest and the mat increasing, shoulder blades broad and moving down the back. Just in your own time, going one leg to the other. And if this is too much for your body, perhaps bending the knee and working with the knee bent at a 90 degree would be a more nourishing position for your body at this moment. And depending on your capacity, you might want to try both legs extending together. Can you feel the effort? But no efforter. Can you let go of any undue tension that isn't needed to keep the torso in this elevated position, the legs in this elevated position, this variation of locust, palms of the hands soft, mouth filled with sensation, shoulders soft. Breath soft. Rest when you need to, letting the whole body go. The head can turn to the side. And then repeat one more time to your capacity, listening to your body. So if you're working with the knees bent, have the sensation of the soles of the feet moving up towards the ceiling, being drawn up towards the ceiling. If the legs are straight, have the sensation of the toes and the heels reaching for the wall behind you. Let the body come to a complete rest. And as the body rests, notice the difference between waiting and resting. Are you in a waiting mode or a resting mode? And then let the hands find their way to beneath the shoulders, palms facing down, and using your arms, push yourself up onto your knees. And from your knees, Take the buttocks back to the heels, coming into a child's resting pose. Belly and lower ribs resting on the thighs. Forehead coming towards the floor or onto a block, onto a bolster. And let the arms rest down alongside the feet, palms facing up. Allowing the back to round out. Feel the breath in the back of the body. Keep allowing the tailbone, the pelvis, to drop towards the heels. The shoulders to drop towards the floor. Heaviness in the forehead. The whole body surrendering to the floor. Let the whole body become heavy. And then bring the hands till they're under the shoulders again, keeping the head and torso as it is. And pressing into the palms of the hands, let the torso move away from the thighs and turn the toes under, coming into a toe stretch. Leaving the knees on the floor, or bringing the knees up, depending on your toes, giving as much weight as your toes can manage. And feel the resistance that may be there. And allow the resistance to be there. And as you allow the resistance to be there, just notice what unfolds. And then lift the knees away from the floor if you haven't already, and come on to the balls of the feet into a squat position. And if you can, take the heels down to the floor, or if that's a challenge for your body, if a block is handy, place a block underneath the heels and press the heels into the block, coming into a full squat. Let the arms come out in front to kind of work as a counterbalance, to bring a little more balance into the body. And feel how the ribs and belly are in contact with the thighs. And keeping that contact of the belly and the thighs, slowly allow the back of the knees to open as you come into a forward bend. So keep the thighs and the belly, the lower ribs, in contact with one another. As the back of the knees open, the head slowly pivoting towards the floor, fingertips resting on the floor or a block on either side of the feet, just ahead of the feet, coming into a full forward bend. The knees can stay bent. Let the head drop towards the floor like there's a weight pulling on the head as it hangs towards the floor. And then turn the head gently side to side as if to free up the back of the neck a little bit more. And then moving in the shoulders, draw the one shoulder towards the floor as if you're opening the side and the back ribs, and then wiggle the other side, drawing the shoulder towards the floor, opening up the side ribs, the back ribs, just going side to side, just as if coaxing out a little bit more length in the whole torso. And then slowly as you inhale, roll up into a standing position, working from the bottom of the spine, coming up on the inhale, pausing on the exhale. Let the arms and the head dangle. slowly working your way up to the vertical so that the head is the last thing to come up. Coming to a standing position. And just as you are on the end of your mat, with feet in Tadasana, parallel, equal weight on right and left, equal weight to the balls, the heels, feel Tadasana unfolding from the feet, up the legs, up the torso, the shoulders. And as you inhale, bring the arms up in front as if holding a beach ball between the palms of the hands, the arms floating up into the vertical, looking at this beach ball between the palms of the hands, the arms extending above the head, and perhaps coming over the head just a little bit to the back into a very slight back bend. Feel the whole front of the body opening up. And then slide that beach ball along the ceiling to where the wall and the ceiling meet, and then bringing it down the wall to where the floor and the wall meet, and across the floor back to your feet. And then again, bringing the arms up as you inhale, this beach ball following the same track along the floor, the wall, the ceiling. Bringing the arms into the vertical overhead, and then take the left hand and grasp the right wrist with the left hand, extending that arm up. Let go of the head so that the back of the neck is long and the eyes are looking straight ahead at the horizon. Drawing the right arm up, the right shoulder being drawn up with the arm, and taking awareness into the side ribs, the right side ribs. Let the right ribs move into the space to the right side of the body, exploring that space. Both feet in equal contact with the floor, coming into this lateral bend. Feel the space to the left of the body supporting the body in this fold. And when the pose feels complete on an inhalation, feel the inhalation drawing the arms back up to the vertical. Release the clasp on the right hand and let the arms come out to the sides and back down to the hips. The arms coming into rest. And then awareness comes into the hands. The arms come up the front. This beach ball sliding along the floor, up the wall, along the ceiling as the arms come into the vertical. Feel the fingers reaching up, and then the right hand grasps the left wrist. Let go of the head. Let the eyes look towards the horizon. The arms continue to reach up. The eyes may even want to gaze at the floor. And then awareness coming into the left side of the body. And let the left ribs move into the space to the left of the body, exploring that space. Equal weight on both feet. Feel the right side of the body being supported by the space, like a huge beach ball that the whole right side of the body can rest on. Easy breath. The whole left side of the body full of sensation, a sense of opening. And at some point, the pose feels complete. The inhalation arises, drawing the arms back up towards the ceiling. The right hand releases the left wrist, and the arms float back down to the sides. Feel the sensations bubbling off the body. And then step forward with the right foot, as if coming onto the railroad tracks, parallel railroad tracks, the back toes turning slightly outward. Bending the forward knee, keeping the knee in line with the little toes, and then bring the arms up again, this beach ball, working its way across the floor, up the wall. Let the pelvis sink as the eyes gaze up towards the beach ball between the hands, coming into Warrior One. Feel as if the pelvis is being drawn down to the floor while the arms reach up towards the sky. Can you find the effortless effort? Gentle back bend. And then release the arms, let the beach ball find their way along the ceiling, the wall, the floor, and deposit the ball at the feet. Straighten the forward knee and clasp the elbows in the back of the body, keeping the knees straight but not locked, so the softness at the back of the knees. Feel the front of the body opening as the back of the body bends over the folded arms into a gentle back bend, and keeping this open front of the body, pivot forward in the hip crease, coming into flank pose. Keep the front of the body open, the shoulder blades drawing towards each other. Let the chin slightly tuck. Lots of weight in the back leg. Back of the neck long. Feel as if the crown of the head were pointing towards the wall that the feet are facing. Then release the arms and take the hands down onto the floor on either side of the front foot, coming into a hamstring stretch. Release the head, let it dangle towards the floor. And then place the palms of the hands on the floor and step back with the right foot into downward dog. Press the hands into the floor as you press the torso away from the hands. And either bending alternate knees, stretching out the back of the legs, or if it's in your capacity, take the heels down to the floor. And feel the sitting bones lifting up the wall behind you. Feel this extension in the spine from the head down to the tailbone. Shoulder blades drawing towards each other, moving down the back. And then step forward with the left foot, coming into a hamstring stretch with the left foot. Both knees as straight as your body will allow. Let the head release towards the floor. Then bring the back heel in slightly so the back foot is extended outward into a bit of an external rotation. And pressing into both feet, bring the torso up into the vertical. Let the forward knee bend, keeping the knee in line with the little toe side of the foot, pelvis sinking towards the floor. And then bring the arms up, find that beach ball between the hands, bring it up, overhead, looking to the space between the hands. Feel the arms reaching up, skyward again, pelvis dropping towards the floor, equal weight, both legs, both feet. Feel the inner arch of each foot lifting. And then let the beach ball find its way along the ceiling, the wall, the floor, depositing it at the feet, straightening the forward knee, clasping the arms in the back, and this time clasp opposite elbows. Both knees straight but not locked. Inhale, let the front of the body open, shoulder blades drawing towards each other, down the back. Let the body come into a slight back bend as it bends over the arms, over the forearms. And then as you exhale, pivot forward in the hip crease, keeping the front of the body open, the breastbone leading the way. Let the back of the neck lengthen. Coming into flank pose, Parsvottanasana. Keep the awareness on the shoulder blades, moving down the back, drawing towards each other, front of the body open. Releasing the hands, or the elbow, sorry, taking the hands down to the mat, either side of the foot, stepping back with the left foot into downward dog again. Releasing the heels to the floor. Press into the hand or bend the knees if you need to so that you can really feel this extension as the armpits open towards the floor, as the spine lengthens. Feel the sitting bones reaching up the wall behind you. And then let the knees come to the floor, the buttocks come to the heels, forehead to the floor into child's resting pose. And let the whole body let go and sink into the floor, this heaviness in the whole body. Then take the palms of the hands under the shoulders and using the arms, press the palms into the floor as the torso comes away and come onto your back. Have the knees bent. Arms gently out to the sides, not quite in T position. Feel the shoulder blades against the floor, palms facing up, and cross the right thigh over the left thigh so that the thighs are touching. Feel the back of the body on the floor, and then slowly let the right knee continue to fall towards the left of the body. Feel the back of the body gently being massaged, the back of the buttocks massaged on the floor as the body comes into this gentle twist. The right foot can come to the floor or rest on a block or a bolster if this feels too intense for your body. And just allow the body to keep releasing into this twist. Feel the stretch across the belly, the right shoulder blade descending towards the floor. And it's even nice if you have something handy that you can place underneath the shoulder to give it a little more support and to feel even more release. The head just continues to look up towards the ceiling, the face. And just with each exhalation, feel the pose continuing to evolve, the body letting go even more into the pose. Is that better? And then at some point, the pose just feels complete. And on an inhalation, the legs find their way back into the upright position, thighs still crossed. And once the pelvis is resting on the floor, if you have support under the shoulder, you can take that support out. And then uncross the legs, taking both feet back to the floor. Feel the difference one side to the other. And if you were using support under the shoulder and shoulder blade, now would be a good time to switch that support over so it'll be easily accessible to you when we do the other side. And then cross the left thigh over the right and just allow the legs to rest here, just the legs becoming heavy again. And then in your own time, on an exhalation, let the knees slowly drop towards the right. If you're using support for that left foot or left knee, you can place it under there. If you feel the shoulder blade, the left one, lifting away from the floor, you can tuck that support underneath there. And let the whole body sink back into this. Is that okay? And with each exhalation, feel the body sinking deeper and deeper into this twist. Just wander through the body and notice any areas of undue holding. Just allow that to let go and release. Let go of any unnecessary tension. And listening to your body when the pose feels complete and the body has received what it needs from this position. Let the legs come back on an inhalation. Once the pelvis is square on the floor, just remain there in the cross leg position for a moment, a couple of breaths or so. Letting the body reacquaint to this position. And then when you're ready, uncross the thighs. Bring the arms down to a more neutral position. And you may want to stretch the legs out. And just feel the whole back of the body along the floor. Notice the full effect on the body and the mind on this of this pose. And if the body feels replete in all its needs, you can get ready for Shavasana. If you feel like the body needs a little bit of balance in the pelvis or the low back, you can bend the knees and have the feet on the floor coming into a bridge pose. And just gently do an easy bridge pose, lifting the pelvis up and down with the inhale, exhale. Or another nice thing is just lifting the pelvis off the floor an inch or two and then dropping it on the exhalation. Just let it drop and thud to the floor. And just feel this weight as the pelvis just lets go and drops. So whatever feels right for your body. And then when everything feels satisfied, you can get ready for Shavasana. Getting the support that you need. So there are extra blankets here. If anybody needs an extra blanket, or if you're feeling cold on the floor, you might want to put a blanket underneath the body. Room is a little cool. Anybody need an extra one? So find a position that your body can completely rest and be nurtured. And if there's any way that the body could even be more comfortable than the way you found it, just make those adjustments now. Let the whole body become heavy. Feel the whole body sinking into the floor, into the support you've created for it. Let the points in the back of the body come into even closer contact with the floor. Sense of the back of the body being drawn like a magnet towards Mother Earth. Feel this sense of heaviness in the whole body. And as you feel this sense of heaviness, can you also feel a sense of lightness that co-arises with the heaviness? So a sense of floating. Feeling the heaviness and the lightness together. And feel the aliveness in the whole body. The doors of the senses being wide open from the previous practices. The whole body alive with sensation. Be aware of the space in the room, the space around the body, the others in the room, the space outside the room. Be aware of the sounds outside the room, outside the building. Be aware of the sounds inside the room. The sound of your body being breathed, and any internal sounds within your body. And have a sense of the body being breathed, this wave-like motion of breath, washing through the whole body, bringing this sense of filling and emptying. And become aware of the whole mouth. The whole mouth filled with sensation. Upper jaw moving away from lower jaw. Left cheek becoming hollow. Right cheek becoming hollow. Be aware of the ears, the inner ears, the outer ears, the ear canals. Let the ears be filled and alive with sensation. The outer ears as big as elephant ears. Feeling the creases, the folds, the crevices. And be aware of the eyes, the bony eye sockets, a sense of hollowness in each eye socket. Be aware of the eyeballs themselves and let the eyeballs sink back into the skull. Then let them sink downward from the back of the skull towards the heart center, as if they were sinking through a heavy, viscous liquid, coming to rest at the heart center. And as the eyes rest at the heart center, have this felt sense of seeing with the whole body, seeing in all directions. And keeping the eyes resting at the heart center, be aware of the whole face, the edges of the face, the forehead, eyebrow center. Be aware of the left temple, the right temple, the crown of the head, the back of the skull. Be aware of the whole head, face, skull, the scalp covering the skull. Feel the whole head as a field of radiant sensation glowing in all directions. And become aware of the movement of the breath in the inner throat, feeling the cool incoming breath, the warm outgoing breath, a sense of openness in the inner throat, as if the diameter, the circumference of the throat could open wider and wider with each breath. Wider and wider until coming to the outer edges of the external neck. Feeling the back of the neck, the left side, the right side, the front of the neck or the throat, the outer throat. Feel the whole neck, outer and inner throat together. And feel your way from the sides of the neck across each shoulder to the outer edge of each shoulder. And continue to feel your way from the outer edge of each shoulder down the arms into the fingertips, being aware of all 10 fingers, the palm of each hand, each wrist crease, each elbow crease, each armpit. Feel both arms simultaneously filled with sensation. And become aware of the front of the torso and pelvis, the whole front of the torso and pelvis from the pit of the throat to the pubic bone. Be aware of the belly, the navel center, the front ribs, the breastbone, the whole front of the torso and pelvis. And feel the whole back of the torso and pelvis, the shoulder blades, ribs in the back of the body, the left buttock cheek, the right buttock cheek, the shoulder blades, the whole back of the torso and pelvis. And feel the whole torso and pelvis, front, back, left, right. The whole torso and pelvis together as one unit or field of sensation. And become aware of both legs from the hip joints deep in the pelvis, through the thighs, front and back, knee joints, lower legs, calves, shins, ankle joints, both feet and all 10 toes. Be aware of the instep of each foot, the back of each knee, each hip crease. Both legs filled with sensation, alive with sensation. Feel the whole body from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet, this whole global body sensation. The whole body as a field of radiant sensation glowing in all directions. And be aware of the space surrounding the body. Feel the space in front of the body, to the back of the body, to the left side of the body, the right side of the body. Feel the space above the crown of the head, the space beneath the soles of the feet. Feel the space inside the body. Feel the whole space surrounding the body. Then feel the whole body feeling again, the whole global body feeling. Feel the whole space feeling. Then let the space feeling move into the body feeling and the body feeling move into the space feeling, letting the two meld or dissolve one into the other, coming to this place of open spaciousness, pure awareness. Coming to this place that does not change, yet is aware of that which is always changing. Coming to this place of stillness. of the sense of being home. Know that this place is always with you, waiting to be uncovered. Was there before you began the practice. Will be there when you finish the practice. Keep listening for its call, beckoning you, luring you, always calling you home. And then as you rest in this place, I'd like to play a poem for you that was recited at the retreat last year. So it may just take a moment to come on.
So this is a poem by Mary Oliver. And it speaks to me of woods that I know. It's called When I Am Among the Trees. When I am among the trees, especially the willows and the honey locust, equally the beech, the oaks, and the pines, they give off such hints of gladness. I would almost say that they save me, and daily. I am so distant from the hope of myself in which I have goodness and discernment, and never hurry through the world, but walk slowly and bow often. Around me the trees stir in their leaves and call out, "Stay a while." The light flows from their branches, and they call again. It's simple, they say, and you too have come into this world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine. They give off such hints of gladness. It's simple, they say, and you too have come into the world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine.
So as you go through the rest of your day, as the summer unfolds, go easy, walk among the trees, be out in nature, and let your light shine. It's simple. Go easy. Keep coming back to this place that is always patiently waiting. Patiently waiting to be uncovered. Let that light shine.